We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The September 11th Victim Compensation Fund will have to dramatically reduce its payouts. People already enrolled in the fund could have their benefits cut by 50% or more. New enrollees would be hit even harder. On our Newsline, Long Island, Republican Congressman Peter King, a longtime proponent of that fund. Congressman, it looks like the problem here is simply too many victims and not enough money in the fund. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, basically everyone did the right thing here, including the people claiming it and including the government itself. It's just that nobody anticipated the number of claimants. There's already been about, I think, 21,000. There's another 19,000 that are pending. Originally, there was over $7 billion allocated, and $5 billion of that has been used already. And with the claims that are coming up, to ensure they'll get any money at all, there's had to be cuts in the awards that are going to be made. So what we're doing is, myself and Congressman Nadler and Congresswoman Maloney, we're introducing legislation to extend this program to 2090 and basically have language in there saying that as much money as has to be spent will be spent and will be appropriated and made available. These are people who either became sick or died in the prime of life. More and more are becoming sick, and the cancers are coming out, and they can't work, and they are suffering. And so this isn't medical costs we're talking about. We're talking about quality of life costs. We're talking about lost earnings. Many of them lost tremendous amounts of money because their careers were cut short. So it's, again, it's a well-intentioned program. It's worked very well up till now. We have to make sure the funding is there.
You've talked through the years about an anti-New York bias, even when the 9/11 fund had to be renewed a few years back. Do you expect pushback on trying to extend this?
Yes, I think there will be some. There shouldn't be, especially when they realize, I believe, 49 out of the 50 states actually had people working at Ground Zero had some connection to it and have become ill or died because of their experience at Ground Zero. But there will be pushback. Yeah, there is this. It's like a subliminal anti-New York bias. Sometimes it's obvious. And as soon as we bring it up, they're going to be assuming that some people in the Congress will be assuming that this is, you know, people looking for free handouts. This is lawyers trying to make money. This is members of Congress trying to take care of their constituents, whether, you know, the money is needed or not. But hopefully we can make our case. By the way, just so you'll know that among the leaders of the Congress, everyone seems to be on board. The White House and the Trump administration, as the Obama administration and the Bush administration, have all been very supportive in the program. This is not a question of people cutting off money. It's the fact that money is running out and we have to replenish it. Nobody at the time anticipated the cost would be this high.
Congressman, you have met countless 9/11 survivors through the years. What would you tell them today with this news?
I would tell them to, one, not to hesitate and not to wait, but get their claim in as soon as they can. Even if they get a reduced amount, number one, they'll be getting something. But more than that, our bill will say that anyone whose claim is less than it should be, gets paid less than they should be, will be paid retroactively. So, no, don't panic. Don't walk away. Get your claim in. Do what you have to do. And it's up to us then in Congress to make sure you get the full amount of money you're entitled to. But don't give up. Please don't do that. Get your claim in. You're entitled to it. You've suffered enough.
Congressman Peter King, Republican from Long Island. Congressman, thank you for talking with us.
Steve, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.